Welcome back to Iron Moms USA. I'm Raina Butler.
And I'm Ina Koppel.
And we would like to introduce to you our summer series.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yes. And let me tell you, forget hot girl summer. This is going to be a hot mom summer, and we're coming with snacks.
You're always coming with the snacks.
Oh, yeah. My beach bag is full. And now our podcast is going to be shorter, but stronger.
You had me at stronger. So Raina and I were, you know, talking about how we've been working hard on ourselves, whether it's on our physical strength or emotional strength. And summer is a time to celebrate everything we've been working hard on. And so what we want to do is we want to give our listeners short practical advice or maybe inspiration or thoughts that help us change things that we're doing or how we're perceiving things to improve the quality of our lives. And we thought summer, you know, we'll just give it to you straight, short and sweet. And so you can move on with your day and enjoy the fruits of your hard labor.
That sounds awesome.
So today, Raina wanted to share a quote that inspired her or helped, you know, made her think about how far she's come. And she wanted to talk a little bit about it with you.
So most of you don't know, I do have a Pinterest obsession. And every once in a while, something on Pinterest just jumps out off the screen. And I felt like this quote actually spoke to me and it was there just for me at the right time. And I'm going to read it to you guys. Ladies, if you want to tone your muscles, that's a code word for muscle growth and development. In order for this to occur, you need to eat carbs and lift heavy weights. No exceptions. Stop letting booty band Becky and Pilates Patty sell you bullshit. You will not turn into a man. Trust me.
Are you sure I didn't write that?
Maybe you did and you put it on my pin just to inspire me. Nothing surprises me with you anymore.
Well, what about that? What about that struck a chord with you?
You know, I was in the fitness industry for a decade, and you know what? I've dealt with a lot of booty band Beckys and of a lot of Pilates Patties to the point that I think I believed in it. Mm. Like it was real. Mm. Like if I went to bar class, I was going to tone my arms. Mm-hmm. If I did the Pilates reformer, I would have a better core. No, I didn't. I actually blew my back out and couldn't walk for 3 weeks.
I remember that.
But we'll save that for another podcast. But it becomes so believable because it's so in your face.
Yes, true. And you asked the question, why do we believe something that we know is blatantly untrue?
Right. Especially women. Like mm-hmm. we know that Pilates, that reformer thing, contraption mm-hmm. is not going to give you the body of your dreams mm-hmm. or going to a bar class is not going to make you look like a 13-year-old ballerina. Mm-hmm. But somehow we go mm-hmm. in hopes that it's going to make us look that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, these things aren't scalable. They're not long-term. You can't do them for your whole life and see improvements. And so that's basically why they're ineffective. But you're asking a bigger question, which is like, why do we do things that we know are probably not true? And I think that, you know, from my experience, the reason that women chose the easy way out when I had a gym was because they really didn't, it wasn't attractive to them to do something that was, that required learning a new skill, that required patience, that you had to invest in, something that was hard. It was really physically hard and it required you to change your lifestyle, which brings me to the main point of this is what has changed for you. You've put on weight. You have plenty of options to do cardio, booty band, all that stuff that you did. You could be doing it all day long now. You're free, right? You don't have to run the programs that you were running at the gym, but you're not doing them. And so what changed for you? What changed for you that you are now 100% dedicated to lifting and you're not doing any of that hokey pokey stuff?
I think what it is exactly right. I'm not there to do the hokey pokey stuff. Mm-hmm. I no longer have the pressure of being in the fitness field, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. I no longer have that pressure. I'm not there anymore. I don't have to stare at myself in a mirror for 7 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. And you really did believe it though. The perception you had of yourself did not match the reality. And now looking back at your Instagram post, you're like, look at me. What was I thinking?
Yeah. I never thought I was thin. Mm-hmm. I never thought that I looked toned. I always thought I should be doing more, mm-hmm. more cardio, heavier weights, but mm-hmm. the two really don't go together. But that took me a long time mm-hmm. to understand. but it's like a night and day now.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm kind of thankful not to be out of the fitness industry because I loved every minute, second, and hour of it. Mm-hmm. I love that job. Mm-hmm. But I'm thankful to be away from the nonsense of it and the garbage. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thankful to be away from. Not mm-hmm. their clients, not the actual gym or the building or the mm-hmm. industry, the garbage.
Mm-hmm. And what I think that we had a hard time doing is, you know, listen, people are allowed to learn and change their minds. And we struggle to convert our fitness clients into barbell trainees. Once we learned, you know, what we did, Raina and I were running the gym, we would try different certifications. And when we finally came across the starting strength method, we realized it was everything that we were looking for, except now, of course, we had a responsibility to all of our membership and fitness, and we were slowly trying to evolve it. But I don't want to get into a big, broad conversation about this. I guess the message that I want to send home to women is kind of what I've seen having the biggest impact on you. It's not that you're out of the fitness field, but you're out of the limelight. You're out of that in your face, having to live up to a certain appearance. And you're also not evaluating yourself constantly in the mirror. And so what that really tells you is that changing your environment, and really that's what COVID allowed us to do is to extremely quickly change our environment. Changing your environment can help you make better choices. See yourself in a different light when you surround yourself with people that have the right mindset. And it helps you make the hard choices because you're willing to do the hard work, but your environment kept putting pressure on you and it really changed your perception of yourself. So I think women, if they want to be doing the thing they know that they should be doing, they should surround themselves with other women who are committed to doing the right thing, who won't judge them, who will support them. And you might have to change your environment and you might have to accept the idea that you have to do hard things because this is going to be, you know, lifting weights, getting stronger is going to have a big impact on your quality of life. And you're not going to get there with using bands and booty bands and staring at yourself in the mirror and judging 1 inch on your waist. It's not going to get you the results that you want long term.
No, you're so right. I don't want to be booty band Becky when I'm 70, and I don't want to be Pilates Patty, but I do want to be Shelly Ann, mm-hmm. who's 70 years old and deadlifting 305 pounds yeah. at a competition.
Yeah,
that's what I want to be at 70. And I want to still be chasing. Maybe by then I may even have great grandchildren.
Yes.
I want to be that grandma.
Amen. I look at you now and I feel like I'm looking at a different person. There's no way that a year and a half ago I could have convinced you, and God knows, and everyone who was at my gym knows, I was always screaming at Raina, you couldn't even eat enough to keep up with your physical activity. And you were concerned about, you know, you thought you had weight to lose. You thought that you weren't perfect enough.
And oh yeah. I always thought I could do better, be better, something. I don't even know, mm-hmm. but you're right. It's about environment. And I think you're so right. Maybe change your surroundings. And if you have to, get new friends.
Get new friends. Because if your friends aren't putting in the work, if they themselves aren't happy with themselves, they're not making the hard choices to do the right thing with their physical fitness or something else in life, that's not a friendship you can maintain. And I've learned that over the years. I can't force friendship on people. I have to surround myself with people who are working hard on themselves, who are willing to be self-critical, who are willing to do hard work and do the right thing. And listen, sometimes your job gets in the way, your situation takes time to change, whatever it was. But for us, this was a drastic change. We found ourselves really relying on the barbell for mental health and physical health. And a year and a half later, we're looking at each other going, God damn, you look great. Like, I've never looked healthier. I've never felt healthier. And the same for you. And I think that it was the environment change.
Absolutely. I mean, you're 50 and you don't even need Botox. It's not fair.
Hey, man, you thought you needed Botox.
I did think you know what I did actually then? Because my face was sagging. So yeah, I did.
You had no fat in your face.
But now I filled it up. With fat.
My grandma was right.
A little bit of butter on toast took care of the problem. I just solved everything. So you ladies out there who think you need plastic surgery, you probably don't.
Yeah.
You just need a little toast and a little bread and butter.
And a little barbell.
So I like that.
That's right. That's our message to you guys today. Raina will share this quote because it really, you know, helped her. When she read it, she kind of looked back and said, you know what? I'm not that person anymore. And what's changed? And we wanted to come here and let you guys you know, think on this a little bit. And if you're at the on the edge of making a decision for yourself that will improve your quality of life, consider that changing your environment, getting more supportive friends, and really doing the hard work will get you to your results and get you to a better quality of life faster than taking shortcuts and doing what's popular.
Right. So remember, bread, butter, and a barbell.
I love it. Well, guys, this is kicking off our summer series. If there's a topic that you want us to tackle, feel free to shoot us a DM. And we hope that you guys are enjoying some good weather.
Yep. I hope you're at the beach right now, surrounded with friends with a glass of rosé.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.